All right, if we don't have a vinyl cure, I'll say it. If you can hear me, can you still hear me?
Yes.
All right. Our kind, gracious Father in heaven, we're thankful for this day. We're thankful for the opportunity we have to meet together and pray that we might make the best decisions possible for Deer Springs Ranch and for the families that are participating there. We ask that we might have thy spirit to be with us as we briefly discuss some major decisions that we have to make, and we do so in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Still got everybody. Did Larry join us yet?
Not yet.
Not yet.
All right. Mariah, I'm going to ask, since you have the agenda order in front of you, do you mind just indicating which one of the matters we want to have first? What I want to do is introduce the item, just see if there's any final discussion on that between board members or others, and then I'd like to have a vote, and I'd like to do the vote on each of these just one at a time by each of us saying our name and then whether we vote for or against, so we can get it correctly in the record to be reported in our upcoming newsletter. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yep, that sounds great. Good. Do you want to have the November meeting minutes approved first?
Yes, has everybody had a chance to review those, and are there any changes or comments or concerns?
I have none.
I have none.
I have none.
None.
They look good to me. So does anybody object to the meeting? Rather than having a vote of approval, let's just see if any of the board members on the line object to the meeting minutes. If not, then we'll go ahead and approve and consider them approved. All right, I don't hear any objections, so I hope you're still there, but we'll consider the meeting minutes for November approved.
Okay.
What do you got next, Mariah?
Next is the review and vote regarding the raising of the DSROA Association dues.
Did everybody get a chance to look at the straw poll that we sent out or the vote that we received from the membership at large?
Yes.
Yes, I did.
Does anybody have any final comments before we call for an up or down vote?
No.
Nope.
All right, let's go ahead and I move that we approve the, based on the vote and the previous discussions, I move that we approve the raise in assessments from the current $475 to $500 a year effective January 1st, 2021. This is Barry, and I'm in favor of that. That's my vote. Let's just go through the board members.
This is Joe.
I'm in favor of that. Sorry, Joe.
Not a problem. Go ahead. You go first.
This is Kurt, and I approve of raising the dues.
This is Joe, and I approve the dues raise.
This is Mike, and I approve the dues raise.
Kathy, I approve the 500.
Great. John, are you out there?
John's on mute.
You gotta take your mute button off there.
John, if you're in favor, give us a thumbs up.
Goofball.
Did he give you a thumbs up?
No.
Give me a thumb up there, John.
Hey, John.
Thumbs up, John.
We can't hear you.
Right, John, if you want to approve it, raise one hand above your head. If you want to go against it, raise two hands. One hand, you're good for it. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I think we're ready to move to the second issue, and that is the approval of extending the property management contract and based on the same terms that we have for the calendar year of 2021. Is that right, Mariah? That's the next item?
That is correct.
Is there any discussion or any additional input that I know there are things that we can do better, and there's certainly lots of discussion of improvement like we've had in the last meeting that we'll have time to discuss, but Does anybody feel like there's any other discretion necessary to help them make a decision whether they're for or against extending the property management contract? And obviously, Kurt, you can't vote on this one.
I would like a little bit of input from Kurt. I know there was a little bit of hesitance at the last board meeting that he said he wanted to discuss with you. Is that anything that we can share with the board members, or was there any issues there?
No, I don't have any issues, really. I don't think I had any at the last meeting, did I?
After the meeting, Kurt, you and I discussed a little bit. It's just our discussion basically was he wants to do a good job. He's really enjoyed doing it and would like to stay. He understands that not all of the members are happy with everything that he's done, and we need to work on improving where we can, but the discussion really wasn't anything specific.
Well, you know, it's just last year I spent a lot of time working on bigger projects, and I know that some things got slipped between the cracks. Something's got to give for it to work on these other things, but they're done. And I think next year is going to be mostly focused on headquarters and shining up the place a little bit.
I guess that was my question, Kurt. Do we need to readdress the contract so you're not bombarded with these bigger items?
They're done. I mean, it's just, you know, Kathy, things came along, and they just needed to be done. It'd been a long time. I don't see any more big things coming up other than what my projects are going to be for the budget next year. Next year I intend to be, during season, mostly focused on just operations, just polishing it up. We've got implemented systems. We've got housekeeping down pretty good. We're going to work on headquarters. I don't think I have any big stuff that I don't feel beat up on it. I like reaching out and doing that stuff. I'm glad that we got it done. And it took everybody, but we got it done.
Any other discussion or questions before we have an up-down vote on continuing or extending the contract? Sounds like there's not any, so I'm going to go ahead and start. This is Barry, and I vote to approve the extension of the contract into the same terms that we had last year for next year through calendar year 2021.
I agree to extend that also.
This is Mike, and I agree to extend it.
John needs to figure out a mute button.
John, can you hit that mute button?
John, we can't hear you.
There's that microphone that has a cross on it. Hit that with your cursor.
While we're waiting on that, did we lose Joe? Or Joe, are you out there? Can you vote?
No, I was waiting for someone to finish. I only have one comment to make. I'm in favor of it. Yes, this is Joe. And the only thing I would like to request is Kurt was filling out a weekly or a bi-monthly report, and I think that kind of backed off. I'd like to see that come back. Maybe twice a month.
Okay, do you copy me now?
Good idea. I like that. Good to hear from you.
Hi, John.
How do you vote on extending the contract?
This is John. I vote yes on it, and I voted yes on the other, too.
Good deal.
This is Larry. Can you hear me? Hey,
yeah,
Larry.
I hear you now.
I vote yes on both items. I couldn't get unmuted.
Good to hear from you. With that being said, we didn't plan on discussing anything else because this is kind of a had to have a meeting in order to send out the newsletter and the billing, we'll have plenty of time to discuss other matters in our January board meeting. Unless there's anything urgent that we need to discuss, then I move that we end this meeting until the scheduled January meeting, which is, again, scheduled by Zoom, as we scheduled it in our November meeting. Anybody have an objection?
I have one comment.
Go ahead, John.
I do have a comment. I have a comment, Barry.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I know this probably wasn't scheduled here, but on that trailer thing where we got the solar stuff, we got one. I sent out, you guys can think about this. I'm in favor of doing another one, and I'm willing to use some of my budget that's left over for that. That's all I got to say.
I agree.
Can we use both of them?
I think we can, Kathy. I think it'd be really good if we had one for upper and one for lower. That way we can have lights and we make sure that we have enough and we're not cutting ourselves short.
Okay. Brent just thought that splitting the one would be enough. And Joe and Doug and I were talking and they thought the same thing. But if you feel like we can use it, that's great. I think it's the prices are going up, just so you know. You've got a lot of people that are bidding on them now, and now they're putting them, buying multiple, and they're putting them on Amazon, and they're selling them out. So,
I think if we can get another one for $5,000 or under, then I don't know enough about the systems to be very smart, but if we can use them right now, it's a good chance to get something that we would otherwise have to shop for and put together ourselves.
Okay.
I got a little over $10,000 left in my budget, so I will volunteer it.
Well, prior to the call, Joe was saying that a lot of people are buying those trailers and reselling them for two or three times the asking price from the auction. So worst case scenario, if we do get a second one and we don't need all the equipment, we could probably resell what we don't need.
I think there are members up at the ranch that would buy it from us tomorrow.
Yep.
If we needed to unload
it. I agree. Yeah.
Okay, I think we go ahead and Kathy, can you take care of that?
Yes, I'll work with Joe on that. And I guess you're going to plan on coming getting the one that's there in Vegas right this week. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm going to go on Wednesday or Thursday to pick up the one. And then we'll see how you do on the next one. I can make another trip the next week.
Well, next Tuesday they're going to have it was today. They had 50, but they did say that they were bringing in another 500 of them, which is the H, the configuration H. So I'm hoping that we're going to be able to bid and not have the – it raised up too high, but you know, you just don't know.
You just let me know what I got to do, and I'll
okay.
Come and do it.
Okay, sounds
okay.
Great.
Anything else before we close the meeting?
Where do you get the money?
Other than we got to get the money for it, also. I put it up this time, but I don't know if I want to put out another $5,000.
Maybe Kurt can stop on his way down and pick up a check from Mariah, and that would compensate you. That maybe I can, if you're going to pick it up, that's when you pay for it. So I don't know if you'd be willing to do that again or not. But if you picked up a check, Kurt, on your way down to pick it up, you could pay Joe so he could at least recover that expense that if
okay.
He's going to cover it again.
I'll do that, and then if you know by then if the auction's Tuesday, then I'll get a check for both of them and get them back on all of them.
Okay, yeah, I can do that. I'll let you know.
All right.
Also, hey, Kurt, I got something for you. You had a paper and pencil. I got the tire size.
Oh, I thought you were going to give me the menu. What's the tire size?
It's a 225 by 75 by 15. It's a 6 lug, and they're 8 ply, a D rating.
Okay, so I can
check our trash trailer, our other trailer with the new fenders. Do they have a 6 or an 8 lug?
It's a 5.
It's a 5?
I think it's a 5 lug. No, it's 6.
And they're 15 inch. So you can take that spare tire and bring it down with you just in case you have a flat, because there is no spare on the trailer.
No, okay. There isn't.
I'll take a look at those tires, then I'll bring both spares with me.
How did they look, Joe? Mine look great. They look brand new, but, you know.
The tires?
Yeah.
The tires look really new. The guy down there told me he only put 55 pounds in them. They're so old and so dry rotted, a couple people have called and said the tires have exploded before they got where they were going.
Wow. We put 65 on mine, but I didn't have any problems. I'm glad going through that gorge. That would not been good.
Okay.
All righty.
Sounds good. If there's nothing else, then let's go ahead and plan on meeting over Zoom in January, and we can continue to talk by email or phone as necessary to get this stuff done. And, okay. And Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Goodbye.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
John Harris.
Hey, so there's no meeting on Saturday, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, this is John. Go ahead.
Hey, John, this is Larry. Just wanted to touch base with you. I am moving equipment probably tomorrow to install that first culvert. Sometime tomorrow and Saturday I should have both of those culverts, the one up Hidden Canyon. Well, they're kind of both on Hidden Canyon, just upper and lower.
Yes.
But as soon as I get them done, I'll shoot you a little message.
All right, very good. No problem. Thank you.
Also, a quick question from me, John and Larry. Did I understand correctly that you guys have that there might be a couple invoices that we need to get paid out of the roads budget, too, that are coming to me?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Larry will have a – yes.
Okay, super.
Yes, Larry will have some there.
You need those by the 15th, Mariah, or what's your date?
Well, I guess the bigger concern, I just like to get them paid out. So the sooner you can get them to me, the sooner I can hand you a check, and then you can go cash it, and that money can come out of the account. That's what I'd really like to do, is pay for it out of this year's budget. So if that works for you, you can even email it to me, and then I can cut the check. I guess the thing I'd really like is to have it cashed out during this year, if that's okay.
Yes. Yeah, we can do that.
Super.
Mariah, I know there's going to be one from Scott, and I'll tell him to get that into you as soon as possible.
Yeah, that'd be great. That's kind of the goal, just so we can spend this year's budget in this year. I mean, yeah, it's just the simplest way, so that'd be great.
Yeah.
If you wouldn't mind just passing that on, that as soon as he gets that check to go cash it, that would be great.
Okay, I'll
let him know. It's not that we don't have the money, it's just that I want it to come out of this year's account.
Okay, you bet. Mm-hmm. All righty.
How's the COVID at your house, Mariah?
Well, we've done pretty good. I can understand why there's so much confusion about COVID, because there's been a lot of different scenarios in my house. So we've had everywhere from Blaine being really sick, not scary sick, but just really sick, to me, who I wouldn't have even known I had it had I not had my kids not had it. I have had very minimal, if any, symptoms, which also makes me think, well, is that because way earlier this year, you guys remember when I was like, sorry, I can't work for a few days because I was so sick then. And I thought, well, maybe I had it then, but we've been able to tolerate it, and we're kind of working our way back into society now. And we've been able to overcome the symptoms, which has been good. And I'm glad that it's over, but I definitely think it's a virus worth taking serious.
Yes.
Oh, no, so they're going to unleash you now?
Yeah. I know, fear for your life.
All right. Well, stay safe, and we'll be in touch.
Thank you.